سره دی کمی برده بی تزگلی یه بورش دفون انانگیز دو دخور ایم سره دی کمی سره دی کمی İşvor başışın gün bu korçum her gün anangiz tutahur insareri kami yes galisem şat herneri a verak darsas kohayniki Ortanem yezer karot nayn lernerin lernerin korunstuk tovelek gedi ayna api gedi ayna api gedi ayna api Լսիր, թե ինչ կասեմ Քիքան դարդվիր Եվ ինձ լսիր, թե ինչ կասեմ Որ տանես խոսկեր դու այն լերներին Լերներին, որոնց մենք թողել ենք Գետի այն ապին Գետի այն ապին Գետի այն ապին Քանի մեր վանքերում կնքում ենք մանուկներ Արևի պես ու կրակոտ աչուկներում Քանի մեր աչկերում դեր չի մարել կարոտը, կարոտը այն, որով նայում ենք մենք հեռվին, ուրեմն մենք, մի օր կգանք ձեր գիրկը դեր, մեզ սպասող լերներ, մեզ սպասող լերներ, մեզ սպասող լերներ, մեզ սպասող լերներ, մեզ սպասող լերներ, մեզ սպասող լերներ.
Good evening, folks. Paerguen Sireliner. Welcome to another night. This is Trick Track with Set Track. Today, November 15. Hopefully, so far, everybody's having an amazing week. We have a great show for you tonight. A good friend, Super Sako. We'll be talking to him in a bit. I'm going to play a few songs from him first and get in touch and talk to him and see what he's up to. He's got a new album out. And hopefully some of you Canadian fans get to meet him a bit closer. There's a lot of new listeners tonight from Los Angeles, actually from all over the world. First-time listeners, I would imagine. I want to welcome you all. Hopefully you enjoy the show. And you tune in more often to TrickTrack.ca, playing great music 24/7. Last weekend, amazing turnouts, both places, Karnik Sarkisian in Burlington. I was there broadcasting the show. I want to thank everyone that showed up, supported the event, as well as all the listeners. Wow, I cannot tell you the number of listeners I had. Record-breaking people. Also, the High Aid concert in Los Angeles, benefiting the Syrian Armenian Relief Fund. Great turnout as well, as most of you have seen pictures, heard about it in the news. Okay, now we're going to play some songs from Super Sako and talk to him in a bit. Stick around.
Sometimes I want to say hi to you when I see you driving by. But I'm shy, baby. I hear a voice.
I love you, Mero.
But I'm shy, man. Yeah, it's me, Saint Sarkis. MG. Let's do this one more time. Play life. Hey. Every time I write a song, you are a thesis. The topic of my story, that's what you is. I took you in as a baby girl, but now you're grown up and you've seen the world. When I was young, I used to be Jack and Bentley's, but now I'm growing up, I'm with Jack and a Bentley. Allow me to present myself. I'm S. Balasani, I proclaim myself. I got the Patek Philippe, she got the Vacheron. It's escargot in the restaurant. She got the Hermes bag for the carry-on. Why can't we let bygones be bygones? See my nephew David, he's just like I was chasing a P-U-S-S-Y. But I keep telling him, just slow it down, boy. You're not ready for the showdown, boy.
Ժանման այն պահից, երբ ասեցիր, էլ չես գալու, երբ ասեցիր, հեռացիր, այս խենց կյանքի խճուղիում դու ինձ մենակ թողեցիր.
That me shorty, in the gelato, you got me going crazy. Things you say, I love your logic. I wanna work on you like a science project. We disagree, cause she said this, and he said that, and she did this, and he did that. Whatever it is, don't fight back. Here's a pillow, go bite that.
Ես խնդիպես կեզ էի պնդրում, ես փորձում էի հասկանալ, սա է արդյակ իրականը, թե ինձ պետք է արթնանալ. Այն երազից, որ կարծում էի, երբեք էլ չի ավարտվի, սակայն կյանքը դաժան խաղել նման անվերջ երազի. Թող գիշերը ամերջ լինի, թող աստղերը չմարեն, ու մեր սիրո այս հեքիաթը մենք անավարտ կպահեն. Ուզում եմ վար
just you and me. We're not getting any younger. Years flying by. Still blowing you a thousand kisses.
Yes, you don't make it.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Anjan, nensem karatel kes kyank sents uzumum sents kas girkas nestes sents kes girkem us siriam.
Yeah.
Inch anjan.
Aninchi ani mama na anasun.
Yeah, I wanna get you, come hit now. You look like you need somebody to take your body. Do the naughties, all by nature. No need for the hatred, I'm just saying I don't pay for shit. I'm always VIP, you don't need no ID. Whether in LA, Miami, New York, yeah, they know me. Cause I am super duper sock, I make this party rock. Put all the drinks on me, come here now dance with me. Every time I see you, baby, I want you. Yes, I do. Every time I see you, baby, I want you. Yes, I do. I wanna dance, dance, dance with you, dance, dance, dance. Because every time I see you, baby, I want you. Yes, I do. Every time I see you, baby, I want you. Yes, I do. I wanna dance, dance, dance with you, dance, dance, dance. Baby, we gon' feel alright. Dance in the night. This is what I wanna do with you.
Up. night. Memories of your moment. Oh, what a sight. Yes, I might make it right. No, I don't bite. I'll be polite. Let's reunite.
Okay, folks, welcome back. I have on the phone with me Super Sako. Hello, Super Sako. How are you, bro?
Hello, how are you?
All right. It's good to talk to you, finally.
Yeah, man, thanks for the invitation.
Well,
I'm a big fan of Trick Track Radio.
I'm a big fan of Super Sako. I never knew we have so many Armenians into Armenian rap until I started my rap hour. And everybody is like, I love your rap hour, man. It's good to hear that.
You should make a rap multi-hour.
Sure. Well, Sako, before we go on talking about your new album, I want people to get to know you a bit better. If you could just give us a brief background of where you were born and what you did in your early childhood and so on and so forth.
English or Armenian?
Whatever is easy for you, bro. Yerguk na gano en ganek.
Well, yes, I'm from Hayastan, Yerevan, Erebuni. I'm from Zanus Tiva Chemasi, but I'm from Voramsina Organa. Yes, I'm from August of the past, so I'm a Leo. If people believe in astrology and stuff like that. The thing with me is I grew up in Armenia until I was about in the first grade. I went to school and we immigrated to the United States where we lived in Hollywood. We came and bam, it was just Hollywood, you know?
And so I
grew up in L.A. I'm an L.A. boy, California, straight up. I grew up in L.A. I always loved music. My family background is very musical. My father and mother, they sang in Armenia. Papa's tabelayo mayerke, and he was an accordion player. My mom was a vocalist. Actually, my mom was my dad's vocal student. That's how they met. That's how they fell in love. That's how they got married and created a family. My two sisters, Ani and Lily, they also went to the minor opera. They were singing and they were taking piano lessons. So it's a very musical family. But when I was born, I don't know, for some reason, they sent me to karate school. You know what I mean? Has nothing to do with music. And now years later, everybody left music and me, that they never gave me to any music school or anything. I picked up music and it's, thank God, knock on wood, it's very successful. I enjoy doing my music and most of all, I mean, it's the reason why it's successful is because of all the fans that are listening right now, and I wouldn't be here. I mean, none of these artists that you guys listen to, we're nothing without you guys.
No, so, true.
Thank you all to all the listeners right now. Yeah,
true. And as you were growing up, what motivated you to pick rap, let's say, instead of rock or Armenian Rabis? You know,
I'm a very big fan of Rabis. Like that's if I have listen to Armenian music, like that's the only thing I'll listen to. You know, I hate Estrada, and I like a lot of like Hapuchagan Yerker and like Azdagran Yerker, like Akarik Saksha. I listen to a lot of things, a lot. Like, the musical library is like huge, but like I am a big fan of Rabis, and I do sing in Armenian. It's just like it's not my thing to. I loved rap because when I was a kid, I used to watch Yo MTV Raps. There was this program on MTV, and these guys with these big gold chains and all the flashy cars and all the beautiful girls around them. You know, I just loved that lifestyle. But the funny thing is, after after I started making my own music and you know, being successful at it, I have a totally opposite lifestyle. Like, I'm not about the gold chains and the girls and stuff. I'm a very, very dedicated family man, you know, and just I like peaceful, like I spend my time like at a river fishing or on the ocean on a boat, you know, like I don't like clubs and stuff like that, but I do love the party. Like, I love concerts and stuff like that. I don't know, so that's what motivated me into becoming a rapper, is like seeing that lifestyle and how it is, you know, the champagne bottles, the girls, the jewelry, the cars, the money, and it was just very appealing.
And did you face any obstacles and criticism? Obviously, I can imagine being an Armenian and doing that kind of stuff, you would face criticism.
I did until right now. Until right now, I face criticism about my tattoos, about, you know, the way I am, what I rap, you know. Everybody's like, you know, why don't you, you know, when I go live on TV for interviews, and, you know, there's phone calls, there's always some, like, grandma or grandpa calling and saying, you know, Jeff Amishnad, you know, this, that, you have all these, like, half-naked women in your videos, and this and that, and it's just like, come on, grandma, you know, this is our style. Like, if you don't like it, you can change the channel, you know? I take criticism about my tattoos, about, you know, it's just like, this is me. You know, everybody has their opinion on things, and this is just me.
Yeah, and us Armenians, we're known for that. Beke kanat hadenk meguma. Even if the person is, like, doing great, no, desar kal kharagat zur taradze, or anything, we'll find something.
Yeah.
Just leave it to us.
Mishkasen, inchu hayden, med gomidas ches yerker, this, that. I'm like, come on, gomidas, come on. That was, like, 100 years ago. Like, you know, there's enough people singing gomidas, you know? I want to do my own style of music.
Well, I had an uncle, and one of my good friends is a rock star, and he was over, and we were talking, and he turned around and asked my friend, "Tugas, gomidasen inchu avor pamachias yer kertun?" And I was dying, man. It was hilarious.
They always say that, all of them, bro, all of them. You know what it is? I'm thinking, because I try to understand them. Like, I'm a very understanding guy. Like, I try to put myself in their shoes and understand. So I'm thinking, okay, what if, like, I grow up, and I become a grandfather, and I'm, like, 60, 70 years old, whatever, and then at that time, our music is different. So, menkel mer bazdignerin knadadeng, asenk, inchu aghvor Tupac maches yerker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause,
yeah.
Because Tupac it was like our time, you know, the Elvis of my time. So, you know, I'm going to probably, I don't know what my grandkids are going to listen to. You know, God knows whatever style develops in their era. So, you know, I figured, like, maybe we're going to, you know, cannot do this then.
Okay, and what would be the biggest obstacle that you overcame in life, in your musical aspect?
Musical? You know, for a long time I was a producer. I've been in the music business for a long time, but I was a producer. I used to produce a lot of famous artists. I wrote songs for James Brown's last album. I wrote songs with Snoop Dogg. I was, for 6 years, I was with Bone Thugs and Harmony. I was one of their staff producers. So I've always been around rappers, and I always knew how to do it. Like, that's what made me gain the experience, is the production for many years, to know what I'm doing, to have, like, successful product right now. Obstacles, I don't really know that I overcame any obstacles. It's just like, I took a shot. I just took a shot with doing my own music, and you know what, the fans ate it up, because, I don't know, they just loved it, and that was it. Here I am, you know, for years and years. This is like my sixth album, Saints Office 4.
Wow. Okay, well,
yeah, and I just found out last week, after I got a fat check, I found out that I am the best selling Armenian artist on iTunes.
Wow. That's amazing,
yeah.
Bro.
Aside, I'm talking about the Armenian music market. I'm not talking about System of a Down. They're my good friends. I'm not talking about System. I'm talking about non-American market, like Armenian most selling from all the artists. Like, so that was a wonderful news that I got, and I was like, wow, that's awesome.
It is awesome. It's amazing. Okay, we're gonna take a short break. We're gonna listen to one of your new songs, Halle.
Okay.
And we're gonna come back right after.
Shake your ass up on the floor. Tonight is the night we gon' get it on. Grey Goose, cognac, sip Patron. What's up, ladies? Hop in the Mercedes. Let's make babies up in the Hades in Jamaica. Love you with no makeup. Skip the third base. Now we can make love. On and on. We won't stop till the early morning. Champagne's pouring. Caviar's pouring. Feels like I'm falling. Are you willing to catch me way overboard? Or help me, Lord. I'm crazy for you. My life is yours. I'm crazy for you, baby. Let's hit the club. I'm buzzing, baby. Show me some love. Yeah, you drive me crazy. The way you move in your body like a belly dancer, wiggle a baby. Uh-oh. You so fancy, grind on my lap, tease me, baby. I'm on by the bar. All models, got two bottles. Got the black car, c'est la vie. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Apple bottoms, strike a pose. Bend your fine ass over, touch your toes. Lisa, Angela, Gina, Renee. I love you, you're from around the way.
Hey folks, welcome back. For those of you just joining us, we're talking with Super Sako. Sako, who writes your songs, bro?
I write the raps. The music, all the music you hear is done by my good friend Araik Muradian. We call him MG, which stands for musical genius, because that's what he is. All the Armenian parts, whoever's featuring on the song, either they write it or I have writers write it, like my good friend Goga Simonian from Armenia. I had Mane Hagopian on this album write a song, which is Siva Hagopian's sister. I had Lucine Krikoyan write a song. Joseph Krikoyan's friend wrote that song that we did in Arabic. So I have a lot of people work on the projects that we do. And you know, when I'm really in the studio, I really pick and choose. You know, that's why I spend my time. You know, Odar Urish Yerkichnera, they do an album, you know, and they put one or two good songs on it. Musi Yerkere Gesengor, okay, love it, you know, Tanenk CD match, love the lot. You know, but me, you know, I want every song to be that one that thing, you know, because when I tell 10 people people, when I ask 10 different people, I say, which one is your favorite song from my album? I want all those 10 people to tell me 10 different answers.
Okay. Well,
you know, you tell me, Hallelujah, the other one says, I'm the man, the other one says, Dance With Me. That means, like, all the songs are good, because one person, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, darpera gancha uni, so not everybody is going to like the same thing, which is amazing. And people, a lot of people don't know how much work you guys put into making just that one song.
Oh, man, we worked for over a year on this album. Over a year.
And I must say, it's one of your best ones.
Yeah, I think so too. Because when I'm writing a song and I'm creative, I do, like, for this album, I did 40 something songs. Okay, this is going on the album. I do a lot of songs, like scratch songs, and then at the end we pick and choose like 15, 16 of the best ones, and all the rest of them it just sits in the, you know, in the studio. So, you know, because, like, as an artist, you know, I'm sure Van Gogh, when he was painting, I'm not comparing myself to Van Gogh, but I'm sure, like, a good artist, when he's painting, he does a lot of scratches before his masterpiece, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
if people want to get your new album, it's available on iTunes, you said, right?
It's available on iTunes. It's only 99 cents a song, or $9 for the whole album. It's really worth it. The album features 17 actual tracks. It's a party album. Everybody seems to love it, so I'm sure everybody else will.
Well,
all the people listening to me, who's listening to us, by the way? Canada, all over the world, right?
Yep. Man, we got people from England.
We got people from England. Shout out to all the British. Shout out to all my Canadians. I love you guys. I want to come to Summerfest and Kermes and all that stuff and rock your party.
Well, so, we're working on it, bro. We're working on it.
I know. I can't wait. You know what the biggest thing is? I can't wait till I hit Lebanon. For the past 5 years, I've been wanting to go to Lebanon, and finally, there's been some talks to add to my tour, because after this album, I'm going on a Russian and European tour, so I'm trying to get Lebanon in between the European tour.
Yeah, I've seen your post the other day that you're going to Lebanon.
Yeah.
The date is not... Is the date final, or...?
The date is not final. We're still picking, because, like I said, I'm doing a big tour. I'm doing, like, over 18 cities just in Russia. So we need to set up all the dates to, you know, so I don't get tired, because it's very tiring, especially Russia. Cold, you know, take a train ride. Some of those cities don't even have airports. You got to take a train ride or a bus ride, and it's just, like, hectic. But when you're on stage, you forget about everything else, man. You just want to rock the party for those people.
And if you're talking about rocking, what would be your most memorable concert?
My most memorable concert, I think, like, all of them are memorable, but, like, Amsterdam was great, because Amsterdam, I had a fever over 100. I was burning, and I was, like, just, like, almost half dead. Like, imagine the worst day when you were sick. I was that sick in Amsterdam, because it was really cold and I caught a cold. And but when they announced my name, it was at this hall. I don't know. There was, like, about 1,000 people, my fans. When they announced my name, the way these people screamed, like, it just took my fever away, and I just got on stage and I started climbing on the speakers and just rocking the party, like, spilling champagne over the crowd. Like, it was just wonderful, and that's the most memorable, because I was so sick. But what motivated me, gave me that extra push, is that, you know, that the crowd, the way they reacted when my name was announced. And I just thought, like, soccer, you just have to go out there and forget about everything else, because these people paid all this money to come and see you, you know?
Yeah, cool. And what kind of advice would you give to the youth that's listening to us tonight or that want to follow your footsteps?
My best advice is do not follow my footsteps. Go to school, become a doctor, get your education first. Like, if you want to do music, that's great. Music is a wonderful thing. And for a lot of singers, you know, it makes us a lot of money. It makes us a good living, good lifestyle. But you always have to get your education first, because you always need something to fall back on, you know? Like, for instance, you become a singer, you're great. Okay, what if your voice runs out or your time runs out? Every singer just has a time, you know? What are you going to fall back on? You need that degree to get a job or know how to do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My friend, he's an Armenian rapper. He's another very, very good rapper, one of my favorite Armenian rappers. His name is Capital Z, Cap Z. We were rapping together like 10 years ago. We started together, and he was just like, yo, man, I gotta disappear for a couple of years. And he went to law school and got a law degree. He passed the bar, and now he's an attorney, and he's rapping.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? Yeah.
That's so amazing.
So he's just like, you know, yeah, of course it's amazing. You know, you have something, my best advice is, man, get your education. Education, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Money is not power. Money, it only lasts a certain time until you spend it all. Knowledge is power, because when you have knowledge, you can make the money. You can create yourself an empire. You know, it's education. I know it's hard, because you don't really want to be in school. You want to hang out, you know, at the park, at the beach. You know, you want to hang out with the girls. You want to hang out with the guys, whoever. But there's always time for that, you know? Education, college, get a degree, and then do whatever the hell you want. Because you have about, how long do people live right now? Until about a good 80 years?
Yeah, I would say that.
After you're about 20, 22, you graduate, you have another good 60 years to live. You can do whatever the heck you want. So, cool. Education is first. And you know what? You know what? During your school days, you hate being in school. You're like, I can't wait till this is over. But then right now, when, you know, I don't go to school anymore, I'm like, man, I wish I was, you know, 20 years old, or I wish I was 19 and 18 and I was still in high school.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
That's what I tell my kids. When they complain, I'm like, no, don't complain about me. I mean, about going to school, you know?
Yeah. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. I wish I could go back to that age and just go to school and do homework and, you know, have a backpack and lockers and teachers and all that stuff. It's just like when you're a kid, you want to grow old so fast to drive a car. And then when you start driving a car, you don't want to drive anymore, because you have to go here, you have to go there, and it gets tiring.
Yeah.
It's like, I think God designed life a certain way. That's why there's always different periods of your life. Like, there's a period where you have to go to school, there's a period where you graduate, there's a period where you go to college, there's a period when you start a family. There's always a time period, and time is everything. And it's just like God's plan. If you're in school, that's His plan. Stay in school. You know what I mean? Don't try to grow up fast. Don't try, because that's not what's in your timeline right now.
Yeah.
I think if everybody follows their timeline, everything works out within time. Everything. Time heals everything. Heals pain. Time heals just everything. All your problems. You just need time. You know, some of my friends, they come to me because my friends call me the love doctor, because I give really good relationship advice. They come to me, they're like, oh, you know, my boyfriend left me, or my girlfriend left me, this, that, and I'm going crazy. I tell them, time. Just time. Don't do anything. Don't mess anything up. Don't fight with them. Don't cuss them out. Just give it time. If it's meant to be, they will come back to you. You know, it's just like, time is everything.
Yeah.
Time is everything.
Well,
see? I listen to Tic Tac Radio, and time is everything.
Time is everything. All right, brother.
This came to time, and I'm live on the air. You know what I mean?
Cool. Well,
I want to go rock Canada. Time is everything. The time will come. I will be in Canada.
Exactly. Like I keep telling you, time, time, brother, time. Give me some time. We're working on it. Okay. I want to thank you, Sako. Really, I appreciate you talking to us tonight. It was a pleasure having you on, and can't wait to meet you in Canada.
Yeah, I can't wait also. I want to thank all my fans that are listening right now. I love you guys all. I love you all. Please, bariyerek, iralon hargek, demishtishek, voltuk hayek. And that's it.
All right, that wraps it up. We're going to listen a few more hits from your new album, and then continue our show. You have a good night, Sako, and we'll keep in touch, brother.
Okay.
Cheers.
Good night.
Bye. Well, folks, you heard from Super Sako. Hopefully you enjoyed our chat. You got to know him. Now we're going to continue listening some songs from his new album. First one is called The Hayati with Joseph Grigorian. And the other one is Kortsretsi Duints.
يرجى من حضرات ركاب طائرة طيران الإمارات رحلة رقم 1-2-3 والمتوجه إلى لندن هيثرو.
سوبر ساكو ياو يا خيي وينك يا خيي اللي نص ساعة نطرق المطار.
What the hell did you say?
Everywhere, everywhere that I be. Somewhere in Dubai, where the temperature's high. Reflections of the ocean in your blue eyes and your brown thighs. I come every you twice, sipping on some dome. Let's fly to Lebanon under some palm trees. Yeah, we could ruin sheets, satin lingerie, little bit of foreplay. The night is still young, baby, you got me sprung. This is so sentimental. Ferrari's not a rental, so you can hop on and our love is not an accidental. Yeah. Turbulence, plane crash. It's just me and you, so let's make it last. Stuck on the island, just like Gilligan. And you could be my ginger, we can get it in. نسمات الهوى غنولي شمسك غمرت لي شفوني مثل القمر غالي غالي.
I like the Porsche but she rather take the Bentley. Get a massage in the middle of the Black Sea. Minx fingernails, skin is so sexy. And I'm a fool for love, so don't tempt me. I'll be your soldier, lean on my shoulder. And we could conquer this world to be stronger. It's just me and you, Bonnie and Clyde. Hashtag PML, that's the way of life.
You know how much you mean to me, Bob. stressing you. Cause I've been getting less of you. It's like everyone gets the best of you and I just get the rest of you. You feel me? Shit. PL, let's play like all day, every day. Baby!
The music just turns me off.
What up, MG?
Yes.
It's the most incredible, man. You know it. Super Psycho. Yeah. Palm Springs Part 2. But we on our way back this time, man. And we just stopped at Morongo. No me ha jackpot in khaber. And a sky favor mat kirit mech arten phogh tsaxseles. 60000 taza range. Me atun. Մնացածել կայֆաբար Սաքիել
աչքի սարտասունքները ծով դարձավ սիրելիս բաժանվելիս չասացիր որ մեր մեղքը սիրելիս եկ այստեղ դու մի գնա նորից եղիր իմ կողքին ես ինչքան եմ կոխվել ես էլ չեմ կարող
Մտքումս առավոտ գիշեր ամեն օր, ես տխուրին եմ դու ժպտա, հետա կարևոր, բայց ամենակարևորը դու ես բարերով, ոնց բացատրեմ հասկանաս կհամոզեմ, ժամերով խոսանք հեռախոս, հակես հողա հելալոս, Երևանի սիրուն աղջիկ մենակ մեռահոս, կան ծանոթա աչքերը սաղոտա, ասում են ամոթա կարողա ճիշտ եմ, բայց ահավոր ցավոտա իմ համար, մաշկդ սպիտակ մարմար, դու քաղցրես համով, ոնց հալվան, սպասի, քեզ չի փոխարինի ուրիշը, ոնց ասի, գովաբան եմ ու սաղորը մտածեմ քո մասին, հիշում ես, սպանեի եթե կպնեին քո մազին, ախր ինչքան սովոր են չեն ասնի քո դասին, չէ, մեզ չի բաժանեց 2000 կիլոմետր, 1000 կիլո վերք ինձ խոցեց, 1000 կիլոմետր.
Կոսեցիր դու ինձ իմ սեզ, էլ չես գտնի ինձ երբեք, ինչքան էլ որ ինձ խնդրես, էլ չեմ գալու նորից ետ, կորցրեցիր դու ինձ իմ սեզ, էլ չես գտնի ինձ երբեք, ինչքան էլ որ ինձ խնդրես, չեմ գալու նորից ետ,
էլ հետ չեմ գալու կյան. Yes, ուզում ես գլուխդ պատին քո։ Դոտոր։ Դու ինքդ ակի տորմուզն ես, ես, հա։ Բրեմբոն։
Բրեմբոն,
Բրեմբոն չաթիու։ Բրեմբոն, Բրեմբոն։
Better full of roses. This glass is full of rosé. My cup is full of bullshit. Sip slow, but it got me sick, so I'm on to this next shit, yeah. I'm on to this next chick, yeah. It could have been you when you know it. It could have been here, but you blew it. You were everything I waited for. A one in a million fuse. And even if I find someone new now, it can never be the way I loved you. If you're gonna fall, you better fall hard. And if you're gonna love, you better love hard. Hold nothing back and fear nothing. We could have been something.
Սիր դու ինձ իմ սեզ, էլ չես գտնի ինձ երբեք, ինչքան էլ որ ինձ խնդրես, էլ չեմ գալու նորից ետ, կորցրեցիր դու ինձ իմ սեզ, էլ չես գտնի ինձ երբեք, ինչքան էլ որ ինձ խնդրես, էլ չեմ գալու նորից ետ, կորցրեցիր դու ինձ իմ սեզ, էլ չես գտնի ինձ երբեք, ինչքան էլ որ ինձ խնդրես, էլ չեմ գալու նորից ետ.
Well, well, well, welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed the two last hits from Sako's new album. Go on iTunes, buy his new album, folks. It's not expensive. It's 99 cents a song. I want to give a shout out to all the AYF members and AYF alumni that will be attending this weekend Toronto's games. There's a big reunion in Toronto. Հայեր դասարտաս տաշնակցության խաղերը դեղի բիդունենա ոնդեղը և մեծ պարանտես սկսյալ վաղաքիշեր և I want to give a shout out to Tero, my Rabbi's boy. Yeah, remember in Armenia և որ գուտկուտ էինք և համրիչներով գխաղայինք. Anyways, this about wraps up tonight's show. Next week, we won't have a show. It's American Thanksgiving, and I'm going to be having turkey for dinner. I'm going to enjoy my Thanksgiving in Canada. So, I want to wish you all an amazing weekend coming up. Be safe, party hard, and remember, tune into Trick Track and hit the like button if you haven't done so. Have a good night, folks. Cheers.
Never seen a girl that looks like you.
My God,
your body is a shrine, the temple of my mind, and I gotta have your mind, crush your soul.
Loveness.
If you want it, girl, I'm about it. You want another? No, I doubt it. In your dreams, I'm your knight shining armor. You're my sweetheart, I'm your lucky charmer. The way you move, you make me wanna say,
baby,
you're the coach, I'm the player, don't
trade me.
I'll be the best in all categories. I'll be your leading man in your own love story.
I'm Romeo, you can be my Juliet. Tell me your name and I'll tat it on my neck.
And if you with me, let me see your hands up. And if you're here tonight, baby, please stand up.
más de ti.
Me capé en el mío, sin ser dulce calor, y nena, y nena. Oro chele y mayes, hay pensar en ser esto, y maná. Fui turismo tenam, cosido fagenam, el afén angelá.
Sirena.